God of all my days. Casting Crowns there. Also, The Joy of the Lord and Good News from Mandisa. Mabel Louise, this is so fun to hear these songs, but even better yet, during this last song, I wasn't hearing any of the words because I was receiving some counsel from you. Yeah. And you know what made me recall that even before you started this counseling or this speaking ministry on the radio, which you were kind of dragged into, we'll have to tell the story about that sometime.
Yeah.
But You had a counseling ministry going on before that time, and Carol was telling me about you being interviewed on KTIS up in the Minneapolis area before this station even started, and talking about that, and people were contacting you after listening to you on KTIS. So I am so grateful for just a few words from that, but I want people to know how God has been at work in your life and your heart and your mind over these years and has done an amazing work.
The Lord is so good.
Yeah.
And, you know, for 13 and a half years, Pat, I've counseled missionaries.
And, that's right.
Because they have problems, too.
Oh, my. Profound.
Problems
yeah.
with children, problems with one another on the field.
Wow.
And, you know, it's just
and amplified
all
by
of
the,
us have problems.
Yes, that's true.
And if we can help one another, praise
the
Lord.
Oh, we need it. Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Well, bless you. I can take over, right? Good morning to you out there. Well, did you have an enjoyable Memorial Day weekend? I did. My goodness, it was so warm, but we had a good time fellowshipping. Greg and Sue had all of our local family. We didn't have any one of our grandchildren or fly in from a distance. But all of us locally met at their home. I didn't count how many, but there would be probably near 30. And it was such a good time. And believe me, it was so warm. We stayed inside. We'd go outside and sit on the deck for a little, by maybe 10 minutes, and then it was so warm that we'd go back in and praise the Lord for air conditioning. And, of course, the temp was in the high 90s, it was just something else. Anyway, we made it, so did you, and I'm so glad to have you there. Listening. My, how I love my listeners and appreciate the fact that you're out there and I can visit with you. The miracle of radio. It's wonderful. Well, my topic today is lessons to learn from waiting on the Lord so that you can have peace in your heart. And if you want real peace, you have to learn patience and waiting and all of these good things. And I thought, as long as I'm on the subject of peace, I'd follow through and make some broadcasts that would encourage us. It certainly has encouraged me. And of course, that word wait is a no-no for all of us. It's, why do I have to wait? And, of course, it's necessary, especially waiting for answers to prayer and waiting on the Lord's leading in your life. Oh, my goodness, sometimes it takes double patience to wait for the Lord to lead you when you're excited and you want to do something special. It reminded me of an illustration, or really it's a testimony, of a missionary who went to India. And, of course, he had to wait to raise the support to go. And he went to an area that was very needy and no gospel there at all. And so he finally raised his support, got on a ship, took over his necessary supplies and everything that he needed. And he was a single male missionary. He got off of the boat and went to the air, visited across the city, and he found an area that would be just perfect for a church. a neighborhood place where the gospel could be spread to the people. And when he began to knock on doors and tell them about the good news, a group of men formed a gang and grouped up on him and beat him up and ordered him out of the city. So he went back to the boat, confused, came back home, and waited on the Lord. And he waited several years, and finally the Holy Spirit began to prompt him again to go back, go back, go back. So he went back to the mission field, and when he arrived, guess what? God had prepared the hearts of those people. They welcomed him. They gave him just the right, free the land that he thought would be a perfect place to build a church. And he gave his testimony saying how he had grown up learning to wait on the Lord and how he was so thankful that he did, and how God had worked out every detail and opened doors that he would never even dream of because he was willing to wait and come back and try again. And I thought that was a real good testimony to bring to you today. So maybe some of you out there have been waiting on the Lord for his leadership in your life, or maybe for a direct answer of prayer for your healing or for your direct needs of the family. I know who doesn't have trials and tribulations these days. We all do. But along with those trials, we need to learn to wait on the Lord. And I'm sure if we're honest, most of us dislike waiting. We're living in an instant generation. The gasoline stations are self-service, so we don't have to wait for others to be served. And have you ever heard this statement? The hurrier I go, the faster I get behind. Well, I think that really does work out if we're pushy. And I think that they're right. Do you enjoy waiting at the doctor's office, the dentist's office? Do you like to wait in line at the grocery store? So waiting at a red light, or perhaps working hard on a nice meal and waiting for the family to come after. About five times you go to the door and call for the family to come in, and they don't seem to be in any hurry, and you want them to have the meal hot and nice. So I'm sure if we're honest, we would say, no, I don't like to wait. How interesting and wonderful that the Lord knew that from the very beginning. There are so many scriptures, excuse me, I'm having some problems this morning with my voice, so I'm going to ask Pat to take over.